From the stands. Sitting in the stands. What section am I in? I don't know.
Rachel.
That girl over there is trying to yell to you. So I came down the field to watch the last 3 minutes. My wife and son were here, so I came up into the stands after the final whistle to say hello to them. And now I am seated where they were seated in the stands, recording from the stands. I'm purred happily at this point. I'm in the press box. We hold them a field goal, 6 point, getting the ball back. And I'm like, I got to be down there. I got to be standing in that end zone if we score. So I go to the elevator. I come down, get down, coming down the aisle. The first down play happens just as I'm coming down into the stadium. I didn't really see what happened. Second down, I couldn't really, the first, I don't know. First few plays of the final line I drive, I couldn't see. I get on the field, and we're limited to basically the back of the end zone to the 20-yard line in the green behind the dash line on the sideline. So that's where I could be. So I really, it's like a really bad place to watch. So I can't exactly say what happened. I don't know. Like, I'm not up in the press box watching. What I don't understand was the three runs to Jakari Norwood when he hasn't played all game. I mean, maybe it was a fresh legs thing. I couldn't see what happened on the plays. But I just don't, like, I don't understand what happened. Maybe Brown was injured and I didn't see it. Like, I kind of hate recording this because I don't know. You know, they're at midfield or whatever, and I am standing near, the 10 on the sideline field level. I just can't tell what's happening. Like, I'm missing context. I can see the play. I can see where the play ends up, but I'm missing context. So I thought, well, Brown must have, like, on that one play that went out of bounds over by Rutgers or whatever, he must have got injured or something. Because I don't, like, Norwood hasn't played all game. I don't know why you would put a guy in who hasn't played all game in that spot. You got to go with your guys, right? You have to go with your bell cow. You have to have Chase Brown in there. You have to, you know, like, this is every yard counts. You have to get the running back who will get you the most yards, the receivers who will get you the most yards. This is not when you play the backup left guard, because this is a very important drive. So I don't understand going to the third string running back at a moment like that. I don't get it. So maybe there's context and maybe there was an injury. I thought, again, this is all so shaded by my angle. Like, I thought Norwood was close to the first down, so I thought that was sneakable on fourth down. Maybe it wasn't. Again, I don't know. Maybe it was a yard and a half, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I don't know about the spots. I'm just confused. I'm saying to myself as this stuff's happening, like, I should just stay in the press box because then I can see. Yeah, like, the information is so important to me. That's how I watch football, that I'm going to just get frustrated by, what about this? What about this? What's happening? Why is Norwood? Did he get injured? So I'm informationless at this point. But I just don't get it. I don't get the decisions. I don't know why we didn't sneak. I don't know why there's a toss to Brown. Like, why make somebody run 5 yards when you need a yard? I don't understand any of it. So, I mean, overall, it was just two equal football teams. One played better. You know, there's not much grand scheme takeaway. I predicted a 4-point loss. We lost by 6. We had the ball, chance to win in Rutgers territory. couldn't get it done. They made the big plays, that 87-yard drive or whatever, the third down conversion, the fourth down conversion. They converted all these fourth downs. You know, two equal football teams. Rutgers made the plays, Illinois didn't. Rutgers won. A media. And so, yeah, it's, I mean, grand scheme, I don't know, what do I say, almost exactly the game I wrote about last night. So, figured this was this, and we weren't, you know, whatever. I'm obviously avoiding saying something about, you know, I do my, this is for those of you who go back with me to 2011, 2013, you know, I used to do From the Stands, and I would get, like, immediately kicked out, because, God bless them, these event staff, they, you know, their job is, you know, clear out the fans, and so I get it, I'm a guy in the stands, everyone else is gone, they gotta come get me out. I don't begrudge them. They're doing their job. They just don't know. And I try to, like, flap this credential around just to be like, look, I can be here. This is a thing I do. So he was nice about it. He came up to me. I told him I'm media. We're good. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is like... It's rare that there's a game where exactly the game I expect to see is the game we see. It's just, you know, it's going to be like two equal teams, Rutgers in the second year of a rebuild, Illinois in the first. You know, as I wrote last night, you know, Rutgers was a few plays from beating
Memorial
Michigan.
Stadium is now closed. Attention all staff. Memorial Stadium is now closed.
You know. Rutgers was a few plays from beating Michigan, and Illinois made the plays to beat Penn State. They're basically the same team this year. You know, there's a reason the line moved from Illinois favored to Rutgers favored. It's really hard to win two games in a row, and we weren't able to do it. And they made the plays, and we didn't. You know, I know what I'm going to write about. I don't have the stats in front of me, but at the time, the first three drives of the second half all stopped, and we had to punt because of penalties. And at the time, at least into the fourth quarter, those were the only three Illinois penalties. I don't know if that stayed the case. I can't remember. But those are the only three Illinois penalties in the game. So you do three penalties, you kill three drives, you force yourself to punt three times, and it's like taking the other team's third down stop rate and adding three to it. You stop yourself. So you make three mistakes and they kill three drives, and that's that. So yeah, it's just it's not fun, this feeling. It's normal. It's typical. It feels like home. You know, the weather feels, you know, this, yeah, there's my takeaway. You ready? The weather, the clouds, the wind, the, I wish it was 10 degrees warmer while tailgating, the team not getting the fourth down conversion when the other team got all of theirs. We have a chance and we are driving with a chance to win just like all these other games, and something goes wrong. The stadium staff coming up to me to clear me out of the stands. The looks on the faces of these fans once again walking out after we were driving for the winning score and didn't get it. You know, we were driving for the tying score against UTSA. You know, we got the ball back tied against Maryland, didn't get it. So what is that? The last three, I guess this Charlotte game's in there. But is that yeah, three of the last four home games, we have the ball driving and can't get it. This is the feeling. What does Illinois football feel like? This is what it feels like. 57. A little too much wind. Fans walking out of the stadium with kind of a stunned, why do I do this look? A failed fourth down conversion. An opposing team celebrating with the 31 fans they brought. Happy equipment guys loading the Rutgers equipment truck right now. Another team going for it on fourth down three times and getting it every time. Your team getting the ball with the moment that NFL fans live for. Oh, they had to kick a field goal. That's 6 points on the scoreboard. We know exactly what's going to happen. You know, any football fan, 3 minutes left and you can't punch it in. You can only kick the field goal and it makes it six, and you know, from three to six, but it doesn't make it seven, and that means a touchdown beats you. And they go to that commercial and you do your bathroom break and you think, oh God, here it is. And what do? We start to drive and we all start to believe and we all start to think it's going to happen and we're going to be here to watch it. And then we take out the starter, our bell cow. We go with Norwood. I believe it was three runs. I can't remember exactly. Three runs. We get 9 yards on those three runs. Then we give it to Brown on fourth down. We don't go up the gut. We do a pitch, and he loses 4 yards, and we lose the game. And then at the very end, you look at the clock, and you're like, well, there's still 1:08. We do have all three timeouts. This is another NFL scenario where the fans are like, I don't know, all three timeouts, game's not over. And you force, what, third and six, and you're thinking, you know, punt, and it's not crazy. Clock stops on a first down in college football, and you start to buy in again. And like, well, you never, yeah, it's still possible. Untouched. Rutgers quarterback gets the first down, slides. Their sideline goes nuts. I walk up to see my family. They're trying to be nice and trying not to say, yeah, sorry, this thing you care about so much always lets you down. And then I sit here and I record this. And we just keep doing the same thing. The Illini football feeling. Go Illini.